less. If it goes down to less than Yomot, then half of Yomot, to less than 500, so the less than 500, that's not based upon the laws of economics. That's because of a special situation, temporary situation. So Mimele, that present price doesn't constitute the current a value, a shavius of the piece of property, even right now. But to the extent that it's normal to go down, so that constitutes a current value. So that means that if the piece of property in Nisni it's worth 1,000 and in Tishrei it's worth 500, so then the piece of property has two values, it's two shavuos. Suppose in Tishrei it's worth 300, it still has two shavuos. One is 1,000, the future price, and the one that in all probability a customer will pay in Nisan, and the other shavuos is 500, even though no one will give for it right now 500. So there is a special reason. Maybe the people will soon see, Rabbi Yehuda says that, maybe the people found out that he needs money, so they're trying to take advantage of his situation, so they are willing to give him a maximum of 300. But so in other words, so it is because of the psychological factor that he can get 500. But the normal price, the normal present price is 500, in spite of the fact that he can get 500, he can only get 300 or 400. So that's because of a special reason. It's not a normal situation, but the normal price would be now 500. So melee, that means, so that's why if he can get 500, so then it has two prices. And if it has two prices, so that means that the future price is also a factor in determining the shavuos, the value of it. Because if the future price wouldn't be a determining factor, so how could 500 be considered to be the shavuos? The 500 can be considered as the shavuos, as a current value of the property, because it's normal for the property to go down from 1,000 to 500. So if the 1,000 price represents a value, so then 500 can also represent a value. But if the future price does not attach to the piece of property right now, how can the 500 price that is non-existent, because there is no 500 price. The fact that the 500 price it constitutes a current value of the property shows that the 1,000 price as constitutes a current value of the property. Because if the 1,000 price wouldn't constitute a shavuos of the property, how could the 500 constitute the shavuos of property? The 500 would be an imaginary figure. When we get 500, no one pays 500 for it, but people will pay 1,000 in this. And since it's normal to go down from 1,000 to 500, so maybe the 500 also determines the value of the piece of property. But if the 1,000 price, the future price, will not determine the value, so how could the 500, which is non-existent, determine the value of the property? The fact that this piece of property has a current value of 500, because the 500 shows that the future price also attaches as a current value of the property right now. Alright, so the kashet by the Nachman Zovid is answered. And then of course, according to Rashi's second version, so the raya is from the kasha of the Gemore, from the kasha of Rabbi. He was la'aretz v'kula'aretz, v'nidei nam lezol v'adaye, afuz to v'nam l'ispe. So, why to read? But after all, he's still an Oshir. And the Gemara say, Rabbi is asking, even if he can get for it much more than 500, 900 zuz, he should still be allowed to take from Maizoni, because he's not expected to sustain loss. Why loss? If the present price is the criterion, is the sole criterion, and the future price is no criterion, is not a determining factor, so why at its true value and be annoyed? So why should he be allowed to take from Maizoni? The answer is, if he sells it at 900, he'll sustain a loss. Why will he sustain a loss? He'll sustain a loss because it has the worth of 1,000. Not 900. So that's the difference between the case of Nisim and Tishrei. The case of Nisim and Tishrei, so then it's a regular thing, because in Nisim it's always, every year, it's worth 1,000, and in Tishrei it goes down to 500. So the Mele, since it's a regular thing, so it's considered to have two Shabbos. Mashiach in the case, not of Nisim and Tishrei, but who's louder than the Kuala? Because of a certain reason, so the price declines. And once that circumstance disappears, so the mele, the original price will be restored. So then we don't consider the present price altogether, but we consider just the future price. He was rather the Kulam within Amitol Badaye. When President Kennedy was assassinated, so the same day, so the stocks declined so much, and many people became very rich, because they knew, they understood that in the few days or in a week, everything will be restored to normal. So in other words, so that price of the stocks was not a determining factor, because it was only a temporary factor. So that's why the Gemara is asking the Kashe, he was la'aret et nikul ha'ome, v'nidei name zol badaye, according to Rashi's second motion, avutu v'name lispe. If this piece of property, which was the original price, was 1,000 zuz, and now no one will give for it more than 900, so no probability the original price will be restored. So the present price of 900 does not represent any Shabbos. But in the case of Nisim Tishrei, it's not something happened, and it's only a temporary, fleeting circumstance on account of which the price declined. But it's a regular thing, every year the same way. Nisim is 1,000, and in Tishrei is 500. Then both prices are determining factors. But in the case of who's la'aret in the kol ha'ome, not because of a regular phenomenon that takes place every year, but because of a special circumstance, so then the present price is not a determining factor altogether. This is the pshat according to Rashi's Ekadosh. Now, let's see the thesis. Idai kerarete. After we put an amulet in the lay, after Gavshin and Meitzil in the lay, Mosai and Zuz, lo yitil klau, li tishigoram li atzme, u posha de la habele li meyal, u lemeifa kazuze. U meifa kazuze, avu iwe posha. After we shall be seeing some Mosai and Zuz, yochlu yitil kekem shedim keya bipoch mishak. Now, what kind of a pshat is this? So the Mashiach says that this pshat, the first Loshon in Tesis, before Tesis, starts explaining it. When do they daven?
Quarter to.
So we have to daven Mincha now. Okay, I'm sorry. So we have to finish it now.
Yeah. What's the schedule? Well, yeah.
Shir Chav Zayin Bava Kama Lamed Cheshvin Hei Tav Shimem Gimel, November 16, 1982 on Tuesday.
This should be a parish of what you said is a common. So, we went over Rashi's Pshat. Rashi has two machines. Now, the first version of Rashi is Harisha will report in Sodi Sukhomi when he made some mechon Machil may say Maizeroni ad mecht Vahavu Boma Hei Chedom He was lying in the Kulao Nuri Dei Nam is Oba Daye Afil with Tum Nam is Dozu Di Kulao Nam Elo Dei Kerao Di Kulao Nuri Dei Ayle Daye No Kratu Zeh Zorare Afil with Pote Nam Litzve Vama Maralo Litzve Vim Nisi Yakrarete Vim Nitrishe Zalarete Di Kulao Minatra Nisim Nisbenem Vahaye Hei Vitchali Zuh Zeh Zoni Kidahashti Ad Pao Ge Urchel Meizal Tvei Lav Urchel Meizal. So according to Rashi's first motion, that's the pshat that Rashi accepts. So the Vaisa deals with the non, with the non. So that means he had bought him some sekhomi, and he cannot sell them. So in other words, only at a relatively low price he can sell them. So machilin may say ma'aseroni ad mech. So hey chedom. So that means everybody's field. So the client, and it's not worth 200 zuz, let's say it's worth, let's say less than 200 zuz, I feel it to an analyst. So why does the advisor say he is only allowed to take from my Saroni? He's only late. At Merzo, he should be allowed to take, give me thousands of us, even 10,000 us, because then the Aloha and Noni can take 1,000 us. And when the Mishnah says 1,000 us, it doesn't mean Dafke 1,000 us, because 1,000 us is a big sum of money. But it can be more than 1,000 us too. So he's a Noni, he has the status of a Noni, because at the present price, so his property is not worth 200 zuz. So he's a non. After we took an amelisto, the zuv dekulaom, so let him be allowed to take even a big sum of money from, like a chikopeya, from my saloni. Elo dekirare de dekulaom, with the day I did die, we know because zuze, zolare, after we put an amelisto, so why is he allowed to take a shiur nisine, an amount up to mechzo, he should not be allowed to take even one prute. So, because he's an oshia, only people are trying to take advantage of his situation. But he is an oshia; he has property that is worth at least 200. So now Allah loitzrich and min nisin yakar uvim etishre zoarati. The kulam natrad nisn unmizben. The high, hoy bischali zuze zobin kidahashte. Ad paul geuchel meizal. Tvei labuchel meizal. So in other words, he nisn it is worth 200 zuz his problem. Now, so but tishre, everybody's property is worthless because you cannot sow it, you cannot plant it in the winter months. So in Mele, that's the regular thing every year. So in Nisan it's worth more, a piece of land is worth more, and in Tishrei it's worth less. So how much less? So sometimes it's, let's say, suppose in Nisan it's worth 200 zuz. So sometimes in Tishrei it's 150 zuz. It can go down regularly. I mean, Biderech HaTeva. So it can go down as low as 100. But regularly, normally, it will not go down below 100. It will not go down below 100. So if, let's say, his property went down in Tishrei below 100, so then, let's say, it went down, let's say, to 50. In Nisan, the price is 200. This piece of property. And in Tishrei, it's always less. So if it goes down, so let's say, so if it goes down, So the kulal minat radnis u mizmen. The high, so Rashi says, you saw it. Avoy ne meitzi, so he said. Misha only saw this, but we call it. Show him the sign of Zeus. Utnam is explaining Misha and the sign of Zeus, where you collect it, you go pay him nice money. La bonnet. We need to give Lani. Hurry when the sign of Zeus has a dinner, lost the yellow, show the yellow Zeus, but Sakas, I was in it. He said, yeah, he's way, but him so is it coming, show him the sign of Zeus. Avoy ne meitzi, him care. Machilin, he say, my soni, ad mechzo, show him the Zeus. Vikaki, he saw, him care him the Zeus. Did fame paugel is I leilom variation was I'm Zeus. So it'll never happen that it should be Zile less than 100 Zeus. So if Nissan the regular price is 200 Zeus, so it can go down to 150, it can go down to 120, it can go down to 110, it can go down as low as 100, but it will not go down below 100. That will not go down. So Mimele, the price is telling us that he can take an amount from Maiseroni that is necessary in order that he should have, together with the price that we'll get for it, 200. Suppose it went down to 150, so then he takes from Maiseroni 50 Zeus. So then, and he'll be able to sell it and have 150. So together with the 50, he'll have 200. So if it went down to 100, so he can take 100. In other words, in order that together with the price he'll get for the kalke, so he'll be an ocean. This is the pshat according to. So this is the pshat according to Rashi. So machil is in Maiseroni ad mechzo shove me Yezus vikake eiso yibkele me Yezus ditvei me paulo izayel leilom variation of Masayus. Now the Nachos Dobi So Mimele, so according to Rashi's first lotion, we understand the shayches, the connection between this braise and Rabbi's attempt to reconcile the Tupsuki. How did Abaye try to reconcile the Tupsuki? So he says, one posik says that he has to pay Mimeita, and the other posik says that Afilusubi, so he says, So that's the Xerasakosu of Yoshifu Rabbeis Afimusubi, that if the Nizek demands Beinanes, and that Beinanes feel, let's say the Hezek of the Beinanes, I'm sorry, the hezek that the mazik did, so the damage is 200 zuz. So, and he wants bainness, so the nizek wants bainness, so the mazik can tell him, if you want to take idiots, fine. But if you insist upon bainness, so I have a bainness field, that field in Nissen, it's worth 200 zuz. Take it, at the future price Nissen. Now it's this. And now, it's only worth 100 Zeus. So in other words, so according to the present price, the Mazik will have to give him two sodis like that. So the Mazik says, you insist upon Bayonets, take it to the future price. So the future price. So why did Abai have to mention the whole price with all the lumbes? Aizel Bikul Almeh. What's the connection between that Braise and this Abaye's attempt to reconcile the two apparently conflicting psukim?
Monif, just to know that there is such a mitzias, that in this is an economic fact, that B'yemid the Nissan, so it's worth 200, and B'yemid the Tishrei might be worth only 100, that Abaye knew. That Abaye knew, he didn't have to mention the price in order to establish that mitzias. So apparently, if Abaye mentioned that price with Rabbi's explanation of the price, in order to point out that there is a certain aloche that applies here. So what's the aloche? According to Rashi's first lordship, we understand very well. We understand very well the shayches, the relevance between Rabbi's explanation of the price and the zerasakosu of Yoshev Rabbi Shavikesev Bafilusubi. In other words, because from Rabbi, the price is saying that if someone has a sort that in Nissan it has the regular price of 200 zoos, and now in Tishrei it has the price of 100 zoos, so then the person who owns that sodeh is not allowed, is not treated like a real oni. A real oni can take even 11 zoos in Vasachas. Here the price says no, he cannot take 11 zoos in Vasachas. He can only take 100 zoos. Why 100 zoos? Because if he'll take 100 zoos, so then he will sell his piece of property, and so together with the 100 zoos he'll have as much as he'll have if he were to wait till Nissan and sell it. Suppose he waits till Nissan, he has no problems of panosim. So he waits till Nissan, then if he sells it in Nissan he'll have 200 zoos. Now that he's selling it, that he's given 100 zoos for Maizroni, so he can sell this piece of property, this farm. He'll sell, he'll get 100 zoos for that, and then another 100 zoos. So, in final analysis, the bottom line is that he'll have as much as he will have if he were to wait till this and then sell it then. But he's not allowed to take 11 zoos. Why shouldn't he be allowed to take 11 zoos in Vasachas? That's a mission in Peye. That if somebody has one foot or less than 200 zoos, he's allowed to take from Maizroni. The answer is, there are two alochas in an oni. One aloch is if somebody is a real oni, so he can even take elevzuz basachas. But if he's not a real oni, but temporarily he's impoverished, he cannot support himself, he's a multimillionaire, but he comes to a certain city and temporarily he has no money to buy food. So then he's allowed to take from Zdok. But he's not allowed to take an elef zuz from Maizroni. He is only allowed to take as much as is necessary for his sustenance while he's in this situation. So here the Braisa says that's the aloche that applies to a temporary oni, not one who is a real oni. So a real oni is allowed to take an elef zuz, but a temporary oni is only allowed to take from Maizroni as much as it is necessary for his sustenance. Here the Braise says he's allowed to take only 100 zoos, and what is 100, but not 11 zoos basachas. So in other words, he's treated only like a temporary one for the duration. So why should he be treated like a temporary one, not like a permanent one? After all, right now the property is worth only 100 zoos, so he's a permanent one. Let him take elef zuz basachas. The answer is, so we see from this price that the future price, as long as it's a regular thing, the future price attaches to the piece of property as a current value right now, just as we have certain things. They have two prices. There is a wholesale price and there is a retail price. There's the Gemara Daf Tzadik Tes in Bomitzir, Chvitze di Tamre. In other words, somebody guzzles a bag with dates, and they are 50 dates. So retail, so it's sold one zuz a date, but wholesale 50 dates for 49 zuz. So Gemara says the guzzler has to pay only the lesser value. The lesser value, 49 zoos, even though he dazzled the whole bag with dates, and he could have sold it piecemeal, one date at a time, then he would have made, he would have made 50 zuz, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha, that it's yod al tachteino. He only is entitled to get payment on the basis of the retail, of the wholesale price, not on the basis of the retail price. So, I mentioned that. So that's an example of an object, let's say, a bag with dates that has two values. It has two shavyas. It has the shavyas on the basis of the wholesale price and the shavyas on the basis of the retail price. So we see from this price that when there is a piece of property found that regularly in Nisan it's worth 200 zuz and in Tishrei it's worth only 100 zuz, so we do not say the shavyeh is determined by the present price. The future price does not determine the shavyeh of the farm. That's something for the future. Right now, it has only the shavyeh as determined by the present price. So, the future price does not represent the current value of the piece of property. We could say that. If we said like that, so then this only would be entitled to take even 11 zuz basachas. Because right now it's worth 100 zuz. So he should be allowed to take even 11 zuz basachas. The price says no, he's not allowed to take 11 zuz basachas, but only 100 zuz. In order that he should be able to have as much as he will have if he were to wait and still listen and sell it then. In other words, the price considers him as a temporary one. Not as a real one, but as a temporary. A temporary. Why is it temporary? So Rashi says, because a regular one is not. Why isn't he? Because in the future, in Nisan, it will be worth, he'll beg, he'll get for it 200 zuz. So what? Why isn't he full on it? Just because of Nisan. And suppose we know someone is a pauper, but we know that in a few months he'll get a certain windfall. I mean, he'll get an inheritance. He'll become a millionaire. So because of that, he cannot take all of zuz bivasachas now, just because we know that in a few months he'll be a millionaire. Right now he's an oni. So we see from this price that the future price attaches to the piece of property as a current value, as long as the future price is a regular thing, not something that is not regular, but we just happen to know that in the future it will be worth so much. No, here it's a regular thing. In Nisan it's always worth 200 zuz, and in Tishrei it's always worth less, and it's worth only 100 zuz. So the future price, if it is a regular thing, attaches to the farm, to the piece of property, as a current value. But the present price certainly attaches to the piece of property as a current value. So in other words, it has two current values, like a bag with dates that has the wholesale value and has the retail value. So this too has two current values. It has one current value constituted by the future price, so it has a value of 200 zuz, and it has another current value constituted by the present price, that's only 100 zuz. So since from the point of view of one price that attaches to the piece of property right now, so he is a noshia, so he merely cannot be considered as a fuller. But since on the basis of the other price, so he's an oni, so he merely cannot be considered as a noshia. So he is treated like a temporary oni, like a noshia who temporarily is an oni. Temporarily is an oni, because he couldn't convert it into 200 zuz right now. He could only convert that piece of property into a proceed of 100 zuz. That's all. So we have, he's allowed to take as much from Aizeroni so that he would become right now a noshia. In other words, if he takes 100 zuz from Aizeroni and then he sells this piece of property, so it will be a noshia. So that's the maximum that he can take. So we understand, according to Rashi's first lashon, so we understand very well the shaykhes between the price and the bias teretz and the kashe as to the apparent contradictory stira between the two psukim. Now, but what's Rashi's second lashon? Rashi's second lashon is that this Gemara deals, that this price deals with a noshir, not with a non. So me shoy arei shoy lo ibot him. So this chol vitzil meichon means he had bought him. So this chomim, let's say, and originally the price of this piece of property was 1,000 zuz, but then now he can sell it for 1,000 zuz. So the vitzil meichon only at the lower price. Machil is in Maiseloni ad merzo. Now the original price is 1,000. So he can take from Maiseloni until, according to Rashi's second version, until he is able to sell the piece of property for 500 zuz. And suppose he cannot sell it even for 500 zuz. So suppose he can sell it only for 400 zuz. So he keeps on eating from Maiseloni until he is able to sell it at 500 zuz. In other words, everybody's property of that kind. So is Husal declined. So originally it was 1,000. And everybody who has the same kind of piece of property, so it can only get much less for it. With the names of Daye, Afilu Tuve, Namelispele. So why do we say that he can get only up to a certain limit? He can take from Maiseloni up to a certain limit. No, without a limit. He could take Elev Zuz Vivasachas. And Elev Zuz means not Elev Zuz, means 10,000 and 100,000 Zuz. Also Vivasachas. Without a limit, now that's how Rashi's second version explains it. Now the question is, what does the second version say imply? That if a piece of property originally was worth 1,000 zuz, and now it is worth much less, so he's allowed to take Maiseloni without the limit. Why is he allowed to take after the two menam lispele? So what does it mean? Now let's see the Rashi. How Rashi explains it. No, Rashi doesn't according to the second version in Rashi, it doesn't mean after the two be. After the two be. In the first lashon of Rashi, so the pshat in afilu tuve means even elev zuz basachas. But in the second lashon of Rashi, tuve doesn't mean even 1,000 zuz basachas. So it was a slip of the tongue, you know, because I'm accustomed to say it according to the first lashon of Rashi. So according to the second lashon of Rashi, afilu tuve means even if the price says that he can only take from Maiseloni until he's able to find a customer who will pay him chotzit meyer, let's say 500 zuz. But if it's uzlaret in the kulalme, v'deinam is al badaye, so why is he allowed to take from Maiseloni only until he's able to get half of the price, 500 zuz, even if he's able to get 500 zuz? Or 600 zuz, or 700 zuz, or 800 zuz, or 900 zuz, or 950. After the tuve, even if it's much more than half of the doni, than 500, he still should be allowed to take from Maiseloni. Why? But the question is, he's still an oshir. If he can get, originally the price was 1,000 zuz. Now he can only sell it at 900. So you're only saying, Namelispele, but he's an Oshia, he's a real Oshia, he can get 900 zuz. The answer is, since there is another aloche, that even someone who is an Oshia, but if temporarily he cannot support himself, he's allowed to take from his only a millionaire who happens to be in a certain city and he's penniless. He doesn't have any money to buy food, so he's allowed to take food from his only. So, in order to sustain himself for the duration period, so here too, even though he's an osh, because he can still get 900 zuz for the piece of property, but if he'll sell it at 900 zuz, he'll sustain a loss. So we don't require him to sustain a loss in order to support himself. Even an osh, but if an osh temporarily is unable to sustain himself, unless at the expense of a loss. So Mimele, we don't expect him to sustain a loss, and we treat him like a temporary oni, and he is allowed to take from Isaloni for the duration period. So that's the Gemara's kasha. He who's allowed to be kulam with the name is over, die. After we prove the name is play, even if you can get a price much above half of the nami, much above 500. So he's still allowed during the interim period, in the interim period, so to take from Isaloni, because he should be treated like a temporary oni, because we don't expect him to support himself by selling it at a loss. Those who do kulam nam, but if the vice is referenced in the case where everybody's piece of property of this kind says they can be sold for the same price, $1,000, but he can sell it for $1,000. He can sell it only at less. Why? Because people are taking advantage of his situation. So they don't want to give him $1,000. So then, after the port and Amelul is paid, so why does the price say that Machil is Yad Chotzit Meir? What does it mean? Machil may say, Maiseroni Yad Mechzo. That means he can take from Maiseroni until he'll be able to sell it at half of the original price, at 500. So 500. So if everybody's piece of property is worth 1,000, but he's the only one who cannot get 1,000, so even if he can only get, let's say, 400, 300, 200, 100, he still shouldn't be allowed to take from Isaloni, because he's a pesheya. In other words, when do we say? Because he's a pesheya, he shouldn't have told everybody that he must sell his property. So since he's a pesheya, so we don't treat him like a temporary one. In other words, let's say if a millionaire will come to a certain city, and he knew that when he left that he doesn't have any money with him, so then we don't allow him to take from Isaloni just because he didn't take any checks with him, he has no money, because he's a pesheya, he should have taken money with him. But if a millionaire, let's say, is taken hostage in the foreign city, and he doesn't have any money to support himself, so then we treat him like a temporary oni, and he's allowed to take from Isaloni in order to sustain himself. But in this case, now he has property that is worth 1,000 zuz, and everybody else will get 1,000 zuz. He can't get, because he told everybody of his problems. So he's a pesheya. So the melee cannot be treated as a temporary oni. So after the quote, even if the price that he is able to get for the piece of property that is worth 1,000, so he can only get very little. He can only get 400, 300, 200, 100. So he's still not allowed to take one penny from Isaloni, because he's a pesheya. All right. So what's the pshat according to Rashi? So let's see how Rashi says. At palde uchelimeizal veiloim kilkach. So according to Rashi's second version, the price is reference to the case where his piece of property is worth in Nissen 1,000 zuz. Now it's Tishrei. So if he can get 500 zuz, he's not allowed to take any Maiseroni. But if he can sell it even at 500 zuz, he can only sell it at 400 zuz, at 300 zuz, at 200 zuz, at 100 zuz. So then he is allowed to take Maiseroni and sustain himself with Maiseroni until he'll be able to find the buyer. To find the buyer who will give him 500. So the Lachos David has the kashet. According to the second Loshin in Rashi, And for the second question of Rashi, what's the shaykhas between the braise that Rabbi explained and the bias terrence? That the pasuk of Yoshe for Rabbi Shabbat Yosef Afilu Subim has reference to such a similar case where the hezek, let's say, where the hezek of the mazik, that the mazik perpetrator, is a thousand zuz, and the nizek is entitled to collect from the idiots, and the mazik has idiots, but the nizek says, no, I don't want to take to collect from your idiots. I have a special reason as to why I should collect from your business, because I have a feel that it joins your son of business. So I have a good reason to desire a business rather than your idiots, and then it will be a joining, it will be next adjoining my sorry. So the mazik can say to the nizek, if you insist upon the bayonets, fine, you'll have it. Now this sort of bayonets, according to the price in Nissen, so it's worth 1,000 zuz. Now right now it's only worth 500 zuz. So you take it as at a future price. So what's the shaykhes with the aloha of Harisha you put himself as economy? What? A buyer had to mention this price in order to establish that there is such a mitzias. That there is such a mitzias, so just as Rabbi applied the price that way because he knew there is such a mitzias, that's economic fact. So Abai also knew it. He didn't have to mention the whole price with all the longness of Rabbi. So arete di kolahome or aike arete di kolahome. So if Abai mentioned that price and Rabbi's explanation, it's for the purpose of showing that the same din that applies in the price applies here. So according to Rashi's first portion, we understand. Because it was necessary for Abaye to cite that price with Rabbi's explanation in order to establish this thing, that if regularly a piece of property in Nissen is worth, so the price is 1,000, it's 200, and now it's in Tishrei it's 100, so the future price represents a value, a current value of the property right now in Tish. So that's the relevance. But according to Rashi's second notion, what's the relevance between this Graise and the Abaye's Teretz and the apparently two conflicting sukkim? That's the kash that he asks. The Nachlas Dovid, again the second notion of Rashi. Ubishlein refirish kamer der Asher misyashet b'zehiti. Di belav hochev adalim motzel ha'alis b'meyem. Di gam abaya aviyod alach svore. Di boye nizak unishku subin shokel bal koroch shomazi. Shafu bidyas yopi. Di rekosh di bimis. Mushkos of Hashkin lehedi. Rak da baya besova. Da afu lehochev motzel ha'alisom ki yukredu kamei. Kim di chazinon bohod rabbe da alkoponim. Gam Yukra de kalmei nechshav ate b'yeme tishre l'inyan de lehebe mikra onigom. So in other words, that the future price represents, constitutes a current value, a shavius of the property right now in Tish. Voikei yalif ne'avayed lechashvino l'imali yisam l'edveyen v'ameshe yitok yukra de kalmei v'shate chutz chavod rado l'inyan nikat rutze l'vlavo chav aminon malanu ato v'ameshe yisyakro b'nisam. If not for this price, I would say the fact that in Nissen a customer will pay 1,000 zuz, so doesn't give it a shavius of 1,000 zuz right now. So I should be able to give him a piece of property that right now is worth only 500 zuz when the damage is 1,000. But because of that price, we see that the future price attaches to the future's property as a current value. Because if it wouldn't attach to the piece of property as the current value, so then he should have a din, according to Rashi's first lotion. So he should have a din of an onigomo. An onigomo is allowed to take like a chikopei without a limit, mivasachis. But according to the second version, that we are dealing here with the Noshi, we are dealing here with the Noshi, so what's the Shaykhes? Avol, if you're a Shrashi, any in cloud. Hote Rabbe li katabutze da baye, ve'ada Rabbe li perusha muchach mele Rabbe, lechashkinon klali yukadir kamei, lishum dobo, rak bosar hashle azlinon, rak bosar hashle azlinon ligam, that's the kash. So, I don't think that this represents, this constitutes a strong kashi against Rashi's Ekadosh, because from Rabbe there is a relevance between the braise and there is a connection between the din mentioned in the Braise and the Abayis Teretz. Why? Because Abayis Teretz is based upon the premise that the future price represents a current value of the piece of property right now. Now, according to Rashi's second version, so we have two rayas, on the contrary, we have two rayas that the future price constitutes a current value, a shavius, of the property right now. Number one, according to Rashi's second version, so the Gemara says, "Ihu's la'arete dikulalme v'nidei name zolva daye afluitu v'name lispa." And according to Rashi's second version, the price is referenced in Russia. So in other words, the original price of the piece of property was 1,000 zuz. And now, so the Gemara is saying, after Rutuve Namel is delay, in other words, even if it's worth much more than half of the original price, it's worth 900 zuz. So he should be entitled, to take from Maisaroni until he'll be able to get a customer, to find a customer who will pay me 1,000 zuz. The question is, what right does he have to take, to sustain himself out of Maisaroni? After all, he's certainly not an oni. He can get 900 zuz for that piece of property. So let him sell at 900 zuz. 900 zuz. The answer is, he's not expected to sell at a loss. Why is it at a loss? So he bishlei me if we say that the original price, which in all probability will take place again. In other words, so that's so he was added to the kolalme. He then now is all bad day. After two anomalies, because since the original price is 1,000 zuz, so that means that even though now it's 900, 800, 700, 600, 650, 550, but it's going in all probability it will rise again to 1,000. It will revert back to the original price to 1,000. So Mimele, since we know that it will revert back to the original price of 1,000, so that future price constitutes the real value of the property right now. So it's because if we are going to assume that the future price does not determine a current value of the property, so what right does he have to take from Isaroni? Why should he be considered as a temporary oni? He can be considered as a temporary oni even though he has property that is worth 900 zuz, if by selling it he will sustain a loss. So bishlemi, if we say that the future price determines the value right now, so that means he if he sells it to a customer for 900, he'll be selling it below its value. That's a loss. But if we are going to assume that the future price does not attach to the piece of property right now, and it's only the present price that determines the value, not the future price. Now the present price is 900, 800, 700, 600, 550. Why does the Gemara say after two anomalies? Even if it's above 500, so he should be allowed temporarily to eat from my saloni. Why? What right? He's Gizlanim. He's an Oshia. And he can get 900, 800, 700, 600, 550, and he will not sustain a loss because he'll be selling it at its true value. So it's a raya that the future price determines the value right now, seems in all probability. So the original price will be restored, and he'll be able to sell it at 1,000. So even though right now, if he sells it at 900 or at 700 or at 600, so he'll still be an Oshia, but he'll sell it at a loss. So he's not required, even if he's an Oshia, he's not expected to sustain a loss and sell his property. So the Mele has a din of a temporary only, so until he's able to find a buyer who will give him the true price, the value of the piece of property, he's allowed to sustain himself with Maiseroni. So that's one raya, Konya Sekosh. Alright, and then there is a raya from the Likinta Gemara. So first of all, Abaye, according to Rashi Sekosh, Abaye had to mention the whole price in order to mention what Rabbi said. So that shows that even though he can still get 900 zoos, but since he'll be selling it at a loss, so Mele is not expected to sell it at a loss, and he's treated like a temporary only. So why is it a loss? Because it's worth more than 900. Why is it worth more than 900? After all, he can only get 900. The answer is because no probability the original price of 1,000 will be restored. So the Mele, so that future price, which no probability will be restored, it represents the current value that now it has a shavuos of 1,000. So that's one reason as to why Abaye had to quote to cite this old price. And then we can say that according to Rashi's second version. So there is another raya. There is a raya from the Kinta also. According to Rashi's second version, so it means that if, let's say, the piece of property is worth, let's say, listen regularly, 1,000 zoos. And now it's worth 500 zoos. So then, in Tishrei, it's worth 500 zoos. He cannot take from Maiseroni. But if he can only get now in Tishrei 400 zoos, so until he's able to get a buyer who will give him 500 zoos, he's allowed to take from Maiseroni. Why? Because until he'll get a buyer who will pay him 500 zoos, so then if he sells it at less than 500 zoos, less than half of the original price, so then he will be selling it at a loss. If he sells it at half of the original price, so then he will not be selling it at a loss. But if he'll sell it at less than half the price, then he'll be selling it at a loss. The question is, why? Why? As from the point of view of the original price, so anything less than 1,000, even 990, so would be a loss. And from the point of view of the present price, since a buyer will not give him a penny more than 400 or 300, so that's the value of it. So the question is, what price determines? I mean, according to the kinte of the price, so what price is the determining factor? The future price or the present price? Neither. Because if we say that the future price is the determining criterion, so maybe the future price is 1,000 zoos. Is 1,000 zoos. So why does the price say only at Mechzo? Only if he can't get a buyer who will give him 500. But if he can find a buyer who will give him 500, so then he's not allowed to take anything from Isaroni. Why shouldn't he be allowed to take anything from Isaroni? He should be allowed to take Maseroni for his support until he is able to find the buyer who will pay him 1,000 zuz. Why only until he finds a buyer who will pay him 500 zuz? And then if we are going to say that the determining criterion is the present price, suppose he can only find a buyer who will pay him 300 zuz, so that means that 300 zuz is the value. So he will not, and 300 zuz is the value and it will still be a noshir. Why shouldn't he be required to sell it at 300 zuz at its real value without sustaining a loss? So how can we explain this ukim tebaira? So obviously, according to Rashi's second version, we have to say that in the case of Nissen, being worth the price being 1,000 zuz, and in Tishrei the price being 500 zuz, then it has two values, like a bag with dates that has the value determined by the wholesale price and the value determined by the shavuos determined.